Today's learning for the initials Chaim Luzer from Shai Yemayshim and Daniel Rivka Mesmaich Shasir Shavanach from Yemayshim is supposed for Shlem Chaim Yemayshim and Malkum and Brach Mesar Malkum at Yitzchak Ben Pegel Din and Aschus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we are in the middle of Havdalah, middle of Reish Tzadik Vav. We have one more Mishnah Brewer that we had to do from yesterday with middle of Sif Bey. So the Mechaber said that you can make Havdalah, although maybe that wasn't the ideal way, but you can make Havdalah on a on other things other than wine, as long as it's chamar medina. Chamar medina, we said, is something that everybody drinks. Okay? Now, the last thing that the mechaber said was chutz min hamayim, except for water. Right? Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Chutz min hamayim, sifkat yud. Even if most of the people drink water, today everybody walks around with a bottle of water. I have a bottle of water here, right? Everybody walks around. Mishum delay chashev, it's not considered chashev. Ba'al kvas ubarsh, so I'm not sure what kvas is, but the way he translates it is some sort of carbonated Russian beverage. And barsh, we know what barsh is. Muchach mitaz besimen kuf pei beiz v'al yarab b'sham da'af b'shas atchag eim v'varchen. Then it is not something that you can make a dollar on. The afsha milyonim shaysanai, so even though most of the people drink it, mikol makom loy chashivi, it's not considered chashiv, ukumay mayimhu. It's considered like water. The af das amagan avram sham, the hetik das rashal, the hakabashas of chag, he holds you could, and dafka gabi kois birchas amazin. Even there, that's only for birchas amazin. She'ein bash kashash bracha levatala, because you're making a bracha on it, so who cares? You're benching because you have to bench. Afterwards, you're going to make the shahakal on this barsh. It doesn't make a difference. If you drink it, you have to make a bracha. But over here by Avdallah, if you're not yaitza, then it's a chash bracha levatala. Kanamuch pachubis rashal. Again, we don't know what it is. It's obviously it's not Chamar Medina here because we don't drink it. He says, Mishra, I don't know why. Mary that it was made from beer. The Gamza Dafkim Ikishtias Hamoin Humamashka is that it has to be something that most of the oilam drinks. The Allah have a Chamar Medina. If not, it's not considered Chamar Medina. Now, with regards to what is Chamar Medina, what's not Chamar Medina, so we know that beer is considered Chamar Medina, as we'll see shortly. In fact, there's a minig Matzah Pesach to specifically make the Havdalah on beer. However, when it comes to coffee, black coffee, coffee with milk, soda, and all those drinks, there's a major machloikis amongst the achrayim. Some hold that you could, some hold that you can't. If you have no other choice, you can do it, because there's definitely sheets that hold that you can. Same thing is with juices, orange juice, and things like that. It's probably better than soda if you have a choice. But there is many, many sheetahs in this. Rav Moshe, Rav Shem Zalman's opinion, and Rabbi Yashiv. So, and there's various different opinions on it. Let's go to the Ramah now. Says the Ramah, V'toiv yaisa, although the Mechaber said that you can use Chamar Medina, toiv yaisa lahavdol al kois pogum shal yayim al sheikha. If you have a choice of kois pogum yayin or beer, you should go ahead and use the kois pogum. But nahagi lahavdol b'moitza pesach al sheikha b'loy al yayin. There's a minute to make Havdalah Matzah Pesach on beer, Mishum the Chavav Alav, because it's Chavav on, and as we'll see in a moment why. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Siv Katan Yud Alav V'Toyv Yaisa. However, Amagan Avraham Mitzadid Mekayim Shashecha Hu Chamar Medina. If beer is Chamar Medina, Yesh Leimer the Adaf Mikos Yain Pogum. So the Magan Avraham disagrees with the Ramah, and he holds you have a choice between beer or a Kos Pogum. Go with the beer. I'm beer. Grosh, she calls of gamkein the dina the Rama who dafkek shasheicha ene chamar medina. When he holds that bechlal, when the Rama said use a kais pogum over beer, that is in a case where beer was not considered chamar medina. V'nahagi lahavdul, and they would have a minute to make avdala on beer on matzah pesach. But dafkek makom shasheichu chamar medina, where it's something that many, many people drink. Avol be'eretz Ashkenaz loy have a chamar medina. There they didn't drink a lot of beer. Loy mahani ma'ashu chaviv. It doesn't help that it's chaviv asal havdol olav. So again, in order to make the same thing, but in order even on matzah pesach, it doesn't change the fact. it is an idea, it is an inyan to make davdala on beer, but that is only if it is chamar medina. The chavav olav, why is it chavav? Shalosh asur, koyimai pesach. Since the whole pesach I couldn't drink beer, it's chametz, and now I could drink beer, so it has a special chavivus, and you want to use the thing that has a special chavivus for the mitzvah. Let's go back to the mechaber. Ubinyantav shachal liyos b'matzah Shabbos. So what happens when we have Matzah Shabbos is Yontif. So we have to make Avdolah, because we're going from Shabbos to Yontif. Sheyesh by Kiddushu Nem Alapas. Now, technically, we can make Kiddush Alapas. Yesh Oimrim She'agav HaKiddush B'dilum Gam Kein Olav. So remember, we learned yesterday that that on Havdalah we cannot do Alapas, because it's not something that's required at this point, unlike by Yesuda. However, when Matzah Shabbos is Yontif, bread is required. So therefore, this shita holds, you could make Havdalah al Pas when it is Matzah Yontav. Yes, Shaimer, however, there are those who say, She Yosatov, Loima, Kiddush Havdalah Shnaim al Sheikhar, that if you have a choice between, it's Matzah Yontav, and you have a choice between making a Kiddush and Havdalah al Pas, or Kiddush and Havdalah on Sheikhar, you should go with Sheikhar over doing it al Pas, says Ramav Asvara Rishaina Ika, the first Svara, that you could make it al pas when Matzah Yontif is when Matzah Shabbos is Yontif. That is the Iker Shita that we follow. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah Mavdilim Kamken Roitz Aloyma After Ba'alma Eim Mavdilim Al Pas Kada El. Just like we learned previously, as I mentioned, that you cannot make Havdalah al pas Hochag if Kiddush who Iker over here on a Matzah Shabbos Yontif. The Iker that I'm making over here is Kiddush. The Havdalah is a tag along with the Kiddush. Oimrim kala yaknahaz. Yaknahaz is yayin kiddush ner havdalah zman, right? It's a little bit of a different order when it's matzah, when it's yontiv havdalah. There you could do it on the pas. Vasvar rishayna ikar, the Ramah tells us that this shita that holds that when it's when yontiv falls out of matzah Shabbos, you could make it ala pas timer. Mishum dahaber rishayna svir luhu de emek hachal sheicha. Many shitas hold that when it comes to Kiddush by night, you cannot do it on beer. The Elbasim, Reish Ayin Beis Siv Tes Ayin Shum, as we learned when we were learning Hilchas Kiddush, Lekach, therefore, Tav Yois Alasais Kol Hayak Nahaz, the whole Yayin Kiddush, Ner Abdullah Zman, Alapas. When we call Makam Nira, the Bezeh Yedakta Lechatchila Lechapich Achayayin Afilu Im Hapas Chavala Yois Meyayin. But when you have a, even if you like the bread much more and you really don't like wine, when it comes to Matzah Shabbos Yontif, you should have to look for wine. Why? The common to go, Doyle Shayna Sari, the Einoim Ram Avdolah Pas. You cannot do Avdolah Pas. A fill of Matzah Shabbos Yontif, even when it's Yontif. Vachem Loyim Tzayayin Hapas Adif Meshecha. So just to sum it up, Matzah Shabbos Yontif, even if on a regular Friday night, you can, if you don't want to drink wine, it's not chavav on you, you don't like wine, it harms you, you can make Kiddush al pas, right? You don't have wine, you can make Kiddush al pas. And certainly making Kiddush al pas will beat making Kiddush al sheicher. Matzah Shabbos Yontif, you should make the effort to try to find wine. If you can't find wine and your choice is make Kiddush on beer or Kiddush and Havdalah on the pas, you should do it al hapas. Let's see the Mechaber Siv Gimel. Im ein loy yayin v'loy sheikh v'shar mashkin. What happens? You're wherever you are. You don't have wine. You don't have beer, and you don't have any other drink that's chamar medina. What are you supposed to do? You're not allowed to eat before Avdalah. Am I allowed to eat matzah Shabbos? Am I not allowed to eat matzah Shabbos if I do not have access to any of these things to make Avdalah on? Yes, Imrim shemut loy lechol. Does some shitas that hold you could eat? Yes, Imrim. There are those who hold she'im etzapa she'iloy lamacher. That although Matzah Shabbos, I don't have any wine or sheicher, I am expecting, now this is a very unlikely case, because we can always go out, go to a store and buy a bottle of beer, right? So it's, but let's, for whatever reason, you don't have any of these things, but you expect that Sunday morning you will have, lo yoichel ad lamachol sheyavdol, don't eat until the next day. So let's pause over here before we continue over here. Let's go with the Mishnah Berurah. So again, saying the same thing. If you have sheikha, but it's not chamar medina, then it doesn't help you. The bottom line is you have no chamar medina. You have no ability to make havdalah ala kais because you have zero chamar medina. So there are those who hold shemutalay mikol makom tzarich shiyispal tchil of yom havdalah b'chayin hadas. This, even this shita that holds that if you do not have the ability to make havdalah ala kais matzah Shabbos, you can eat. You don't have to wait till the next day. Still, you have to make sure to have said Havdalah in Chayin HaDayis. Even if, according to the Shita, that holds you can eat, but when it comes the next day and you do get a kais, you have to make Abdullah. We'll see shortly in Reish Tzadik Tes. There are those who say, make Abdullah Matzah Shabbos without the Barir Pri Hagafen, without the Shahakol. And however, the Mishavur tells us we do not paskin that way. Lecha, that those who hold that you're allowed to eat. Vaha damrina v'gemara. What about, but it says in Gemara, dam meima ikla la'asra. A meima comes to a place, and he didn't have what to make Abdullah, and v'lon b'taynis ad l'macha. He stayed in, he fasted. So 1 second, this shita that holds, you could eat at Matzah Shabbos if you do not have anything to make Abdullah on. So why did meima fast? Svir laladei azay. This shita will teach that Gemara with Amema, the machmalatzmayoya. That it's, the Gemara is telling us that not that he wasn't allowed to eat Amema, he chose to be machmar on himself and not eat. Sheyiloi lamacha says that we have a second shita that holds that if you're expecting that the next day you are going to have what to make Avdalah on, that you should fast. Sheyiloi lamacha ain't about baker. Even this second shita that holds that you should not eat Matzah Shabbos if you don't have Avdalah. If in a situation where you expect to have Avdalah the next day, that's only if your expectation is that you're going to have it in the morning. Avol be'erev, if it means you're not going to have it till Sunday evening, which means I'm going to have to fast Matzah Shabbos, I'm going to have to fast the whole day till late in the day. Even the second shita holds you don't have to wait. You don't have to wait. So basically, the sheet is you can skip. You have to skip one meal, according to the second sheet. So if you want to be machmir on yourself like a mamer and not eat, you should wait. You should wait till Sunday. But if you're gonna have to skip not only Matzah Shabbos, you're gonna have to skip till Chatzos on Sunday, then you don't have to wait. Lo yoichel v'afilu b'matzah Shabbos liyantiv gam ken lo yoichel. Now, when it's this shita holds that even if yontiv is matzah Shabbos, don't eat. Umerik shein lepas gam kein the in yesh lepas. Now, this is talking about that it's a matzah Shabbos yontiv. I don't have any chamar medina, and not only that, I don't have any bread. Okay, because the im yesh lepas lechmir amol el basif beis the yochel have no pas. Remember, there is a shita that holds that I could make Abdullah. And we said, in fact, that if I have a choice between Matzah Shabbos Yantav, I have a choice between bread or Sheikha, I should make the Havdalah on the pass. So if in a situation, even where it's Matzah Shabbos Yantav, I have no Chamar Medina, I have no bread, that this Shita holds, you should wait until the next day before you eat. So the ad l'macha sheyavdu, you should wait until the next day and make Abdullah. V'yesh lahachmik etzvar achrayna azoy, says the Mishabura, that if you are in such a situation, it's Matzah Shabbos, and you have no kais whatsoever that you can make on Abdullah, you should be machmen, and you should not eat until the next day. Imloy, however, the exception to Ruba Adam Chalosh, which is a very weak person, shekoshalei atainis, this fast is very difficult. Yachal lismach Rishayni can rely on the first shita that you are able to eat prior to making Abdullah on Matzah Shabbos, and you don't have to wait. Okay, we'll stop over here, and Mitzvah Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.